From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Take out a $20 bill. Look at the back, the side with the White House on it.
If you went to the White House today, took a picture, and compared it to the image on that $20 bill, you would see that something is missing from your picture.
Something missing because there's a tree on the right side of the picture on the bill, but there would be no tree in the picture you took today.
An elm tree more than 100 years old that stood on the right side of the White House was knocked over during the huge rain and windstorms here in the nation's capital over the past several days.
The White House can't confirm that the tree that fell over is the one in the picture on the 20, but Claudia Dickens at the Bureau of Engraving and Printing could tell us that the image was designed in 1996 based on a pair of photographs.
The photographs were taken in both 1982 and 1988. I don't have those photographs right in front of me, but the chances are the tree that fell is the one that was on the photograph.
Claudia Dickens at the Bureau of Engraving and Printing.
Over at the National Park Service, Communications Director Bill Line says that the tree that fell over was planted more than a century ago.
Between 1902 and 1906, we know that it was not a presidential or ceremonial tree, and that designation confers to a tree when a president or first lady has a ceremonial planting. We know that that did not happen here and that the tree was planted as a part of regular landscaping.
And Line says that elm tree that fell over was on its way out anyway.
3 or 4 years ago, we realized that the tree was beyond its age and a very significant pruning job took place, and so a portion of that tree had already been removed. But like all human beings and all trees, nobody lasts and no tree lasts forever, and the tree sort of lived its life.
And in case you wanted to get a piece of the elm tree that fell this week, don't count on it. The federal government already turned down several furniture makers who wanted to buy the wood. Bill Line says the tree has already been turned into mulch that's been spread over the White House grounds.
The National Park Service in the next week or two will prepare the grounds and will plant a tree in its place, but certainly that tree will be much smaller, and yes, the view will look different.
Bill Line of the National Park Service, he spoke to us on his cell phone because the phones are out at his office, knocked out by the rainstorms, the same storms that knocked over that elm tree.